Episode 1827, Your Best Life Together.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and that means it is Relationship Builders. It is time to work on some good love. You want to live your best life together? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, it's easy to live our best life. But when we are married, it's totally different. Marriage can be the sweetest thing or a thorn in your side. With renewed love and commitment on a daily basis, you'll create your best life together. Now, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be. I don't want to even begin to paint that picture. You're going to have to work. In fact, you'll have many valleys to dig through and mountains to conquer, but it's not impossible. You just have to be diligent and consistent. Yet it's so easy to throw in the towel, isn't it? It's so easy to say, I'm done. You can blame your spouse and say, oh man, I've made changes, but they're not doing anything. What has she done lately? What has he done lately? I mean, this is what I've done. So what's their problem, right? You look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And then you're like, okay, maybe it would be easier just to give it all up. And then you start thinking about the big D. Now, we're not going to go into that because that's for a whole nother episode. It causes chaos, not only between two people, but into an entire family. There's a huge ripple effect. So this year, this new year, I want to encourage you to recommit yourself to an extraordinary marriage. I don't want you to give in to what's easy. I want you to work for what's best, your best life together. It's time to light your heart on fire again. However, if you want this, then you must be willing not to dwell on the problem, but become a problem solver. You can be a solution revolutionist. Now that sounds more exciting and intriguing. Sign me up. I'm going to become a solution revolutionist. That is your kiss, the Keep It Simple strategy. Become a solution revolutionist. Now you try to say that three times fast. I had to practice that a couple times. It is a tongue twister, solution revolutionist. What you practice is what you will perform. Or you could say it is how you practice is what you will perform. Your actions are going to build upon each other. So if you sit here and you nitpick on your spouse, guess what? You're going to continue to nitpick. And you're going to fill the nitpick bank. And you're going to be like, yeah, I got that bank really big. I got millions of nitpicks in there. But what is that doing for the love bank? Not much at all. In fact, it's empty. You cannot have an extraordinary marriage if you're living in a nitpicky bank. You got to have love. You got to have commitment. So what you practice is what you will perform. So do what's right for your marriage instead of creating wedges between you and your spouse. Become a solution revolutionist. If you want change, then you create the change. Focus on the solutions. Don't grow the problems. So what does that look like in real life? Well, my favorite number one is to be present. Yes, you both will experience life from a different perspective, even though you're living the same life as a couple. You can be in the same room, having the same experience, eating the same meal, having the same exact conversation. And if I ask you to write down what happened and I ask your spouse to write down what happened, do you know that you both will write down a totally different situation? You may even look like you were in a different room in a different part of the house. It's crazy, I know, but you see, you have different eyes and so does your husband. So that means You have to be present. I know it's confusing, but the key here is empathizing where your spouse is coming from, what he or she is experiencing. Be in the moment together, but understand that each of you are seeing it through different eyes. Your experiences are different. So let's say you're outside experiencing just a gorgeous sunset. And you're sitting there and you're holding hands and you're looking off into the sunset. Maybe you have your favorite drink with you. When you're in that moment, you can say sweet things to each other, but you can also ask questions and say, what do you see right now, hun? What do you see out there? And then just be quiet and listen. Oh yeah, that brings up number two. Listen well. Talk less, listen more. When you are quick to listen, you can hear potential problems because you are listening. You'll discover things before they probably even pop up. You won't have to deal with it because you'll be like, oh my gosh, it's an aha moment. I see this coming. So if I know this might be coming, what can I do to make a change so we don't have to go through this? So I can prevent it. Don't make assumptions as to your partner's feelings. Listen with a heart of concern. Not a heart of, what are you going to do for me? Right? Are you listening to that station? What's in it for me? Oh yeah, no, we're not doing that. It's listening with a heart of concern. Listen well. Be present. And finally, number three, affirm each other. Oh, so easy is the way to point out our flaws. So lead with the end in mind that you are looking for the good. Remember the nitpicky bank? If you are completely making deposits all the time in the nitpicky bank, you're not affirming your spouse. And you have the love bank over here that's completely drained. Or maybe you got it a quarter full. That's not going to go very far when you have a falling out when it comes to finances. Because it's going to be a strain of attacks saying, oh, well, if you wouldn't have done this and if you wouldn't have done that, then this wouldn't have happened. And if you would have made that decision, nitpicky, grow, 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 grow. You're focused on the problem, not the solution. So point out the positives. Lead with the end in mind that you're looking for the good. Let your spouse know how incredibly talented he is. Affirm your appreciation for your spouse. Because when you tell them, you know what, babe, you are awesome at doing whatever it is. I am amazed at how you handled the situation with Joey today. Thank you so much. It just made my heart smile. Do you know what that will do to that love account? Oh yeah, you better believe it. You just deposited millions in that one. And you're beginning to drain the nitpicky bank. Affirm each other. And the incredible thing is, in all of it, is the more you point out the good, the more it will be given. Yeah, remember that, what's in it for me? Guess what? When you point out the good, you're going to get something in return. And no, that's not why you do it, but it's a natural progression. So why would you nitpick if you can have good come out of something and something much better then? So don't nitpick, love instead. Be present, listen well, affirm each other. When you decide to have an extraordinary marriage and make a commitment to each other, then you open the doors of possibilities and growth in your marriage. Now this takes time and concentrated effort. But I'm standing here right now telling you that it is the most important thing you will ever do in your life. You have a strong marriage. You create a strong foundation. You create a more cohesive family. And everybody then wants to come in and wants to join the party. Don't you want to feel like every day that you get up, when you interact with each other, you're having a party every day? You know, with our family of 7, now 8, that's what I say. I'm like, you know what? It's a party every day. It truly is. And I can say it with a smile. Is it perfect? Oh, no. But it is a party. Sometimes we're crying. Sometimes we're laughing. Sometimes we're screaming. And sometimes we're yelling. And that screaming and yelling isn't necessarily bad. It can be screams of joy. It can be laughter, right? We could fill the rooms with hope, knowing that love is present. But you have to be willing to put in the time and make concentrated effort. Nothing comes easy, yet nothing is impossible. So are you ready to dig deep? Are you ready to dig your heels in this year and say, you know what? It's not just about me. It's about my spouse, who I married, myself, and my family. This is the year to create our now. We're going to go out as a family, as a group, and impact the world that we touch. Go out today, live your best life together. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.